Test in Sukkot, Test in Cheshvan Hetov, Shin Mem Aleph, October 26, 1980,
and Son. The Shabbat Sunday, the Yaakov Kashi, which I didn't clarify sufficiently. Talking to some, I got the impression that I did not clarify sufficiently. In other words, the Yaakov S. Kashi against this. Now, the Talmud has the deal set. Given to the Zayis Yadun in Oslo. So this is a Sikashi knowledge. If this alert of Geffen to the Yahis Yahin is explanatory of the sheer requirement in anodin, so then what difference does it make? How are we shall? We just have to make two experiments. One experiment with Isaias and one experiment with a there are not in the end. And if the aloha of getting the eyes on the is explanatory of the sheer required in the yayin, so this is says, so that's the question, why do we have to resolve things as a cause of the aloha of the Sinai? It's a rasgole. I know that we have to be the shire at the yayin, not the man, since it concerns yayin. So they don't have to be shy of the Yahin Atman. So the Yaakov says that from the time is very simple. The Gemara of giving the Zayis Yahin was here is explanatory, not of the Shio Anubim that is required. As far as the Shio Anubim is required, it doesn't make any difference how we are shy of the mind or the mind. We just have to make two experiments. But it's explanatory of the Shio Yahin. But Tezus asks, why do we need the positive? Why do we have to resort to a special halacha in Sinai? It's an asphore, we should know that we have to be shy of the in mind. So if Yaakov says, on the contrary, the smore is the higher that way. It's an asphore, we should say that we should be shy of the yayin, because yayin is a more accurate measure of the value, that is kizayis. Because in my view, so all the water that is displaced in the outside cave is really the measure of the volume of the volume of the anodim of the zayis. Mashiachim, when you measure it in yayin, so part of the displays is negated. So in other words, so that means that the yayin that is displaced in the outside kele will only constitute, let's say, 9/10 of the value of the zayis. So it's not an accurate measure. But because of the aloha, so we know that even though it's not the accurate measure, that's the way of the mishnah. Because of course, that's the aloha of the but without an aloha of the mishnah. So on the contrary, it's a rasgore. We should be shy without the divine. So if we don't, let's say, a case more divine, so then the displaced water in the outside cave is equal to the volume of the zayis. Mashiachim, if you don't get to the case for yayin, so the volume of the zayis will be constituted by the quantity of displaced yayin in the outside kele plus the little quantity of displaced yayin in that kele itself in the gedesh. So Mzasmore, this wouldn't be an accurate way of measuring the volume, but that came if we want to be shy of the mind. That seems to be wrong kasha. So I said, because Rishen mentioned the relationship between the value of a certain substance in its liquid state and the rubies in the liquid state and the kazayis in the same substance, when it's solidified, it becomes nikraj. So the mele takes the sense that it's not as foreign. We should say, even without the Zosakos, even without the Zosakos, so we should say that we should be shy of it The Yayin Rabbi in my mind, but I didn't explain sufficiently why, but the reason is why, now according to Rabbi Tam, and if we say that the Gemara objected in the Yayin Yayin Rossi is explanatory of the sheer required mind, so that means that this Gemara accords with Rabbi Kim, because according to Rabbi Nazareth, so the shiur required in Sias Yayin is a leaves, but only according to Rabbi Akiva. So not only the shiur required in Achlas Anovim is Kazayis, but even the shiur required in Sias Yayin is only Kazayis. Why does Rabbi Akiva say that the shiur chiyu required in Sias Yayin is only Kazayis at all in Kolatir Kure? So when it's a question of Sia, so the shiur Sia is a leaves, not Kazayis. Kazayis is in Shio and Achille, not in Sia. So the Gemara says that from the Ches, he knows here because Rabbi Akiva learns out in Hekesh. Because the Torah says, Miyayim v'sheikho yazir, chedet yayim v'chim et sheikho yishte, v'chol mishcha sanobim v'yishte, v'anobim lachim v'yishim v'yecha, kol tibin Yisrael v'kir ha-shem yosem v'yech ha-yayim, v'chatsamim v'atzor v'yecha. So, the Torah says, Vamo. The Torah could have said, Yayin Shekho Yaz, Yachin Tsiyan, Yachin Shekho Yishte, the Homish Hasanot and Yishte, and no Bimachim Yishim Yerech. Why does the Torah say, Vamo? So the book seems to be, on the surface, it seems to be superfluous, but it's hope makes it on the mission. In other words, herein, the Torah advises us that there is a hekesh between the Shio required in Achille and the Shio required in Sin. So, in other words, the same Shio that is required in Achille, and what is the general Shio in Achille Kazayis? So, the same Shio is required in Sin. So, Ishkas, Sin Achille. Now, in Nosi here, there are two kinds of Achilles. By Nosi. One kind of Achille means when Nosi eats grapes. So, the Shio is Kazayis. Now, over there, Rabbi Tam would say that according to Rabbi Akiva, so we'll be hired even if he eats less than his Zayin, from the volume of his Zayin's manish. He'll only be hired if he eats a quantity that has the Zayin of his Zayin's manish, not 9 tenths. But then there is another kind of Achille by Yosef. Besides seeing, there is another kind of Achille. Now suppose somebody will freeze wine. Not only grapes, but he'll eat frozen wine. Frozen wine. So those are the high levels. Those are the high levels. Now, because the love of Achille has reference not only to Amorim, it has reference to anything that is in the derivative of Gevurah. Because the Torah says, Mikoyim in Yisrael, Mikoyim Hashem Yosef, Mikoyim Hayal, Mikoyim Tzamim Vatzor Goyim. So in other words, the love of Achille, we have a love of Sien, we have a love of Achille. The love of Sien refers to Sias Yad. The love of Achille refers to two kinds of Achilles. Achilles Anovi and Achilles Yayin Kosh, frozen, solidified white. Now, so if he will eat Anovi, then the Shio is Kazayis Mamish, not a little less, a much less than Kazayis. But suppose he eats Yayin Kosh, frozen wine, so then, now the Mitra says, that if, let's say, you have a Yayin, a release plus of Yayin, then you freeze it, so in the frozen state, the volume is exactly Kazayis. So that means, if a release plus when it's solidified, it becomes frozen. So then, the value is Kazayis Mamesh, so it means Mitzumtzem, not the release plus, when you freeze it, will be a little less than the Kazayis Mamesh. A little less than the Kazayis Mamesh. Now, suppose a person brings a release Yayin Mitzumtzem. Let's say a pointer of Reza Nazar, not a pointer of Akiva. So then you'll be high mountains, if it's a release. Now suppose, instead of drinking it in its liquid state, So he will freeze the release between Tzel of Yai. And then read it in the process. So since this is the frozen state of the heretofore, release Yayin, and release Yayin in its liquid state of the higher according to everybody, even according to the Blessed Nazarene. So the Melech takes this law is that since this frozen, a little less than Kazayis of Yayin Kodesh, before it became frozen, was a release Yayin Mamesh and heavy drunk. This same release, the same quantity, if he had drunk it before it was frozen, he would be higher. So even if he eats it after it is frozen, so he also be higher, even though it's not the Kazayis Mamesh. It's a much less than the Kazayis. It's a much less than the Kazayis. So Mele, since the Gemara says that we have a hekesh between Sir Iskas Sir Achre because of the book Mesivanish, so there is a hekesh between Sir Achre and there are two Achilles in us. One Achille is an Achille of Anomi, and one Achille is an Achille of Yan Kosh. So the question is, to what is it Iskesh? Is Sir Yan Iskesh to the Achille of Anomi, or which requires the Kazayis to succeed, or it is this case to the Achille of Yayin Kodesh? So this is what Teisa says. Teisa's shita is that since the Yayin Kodesh, even if it's a little less than the Kazayis, but before it became frozen, so it was a release mamish. So the Mele, even if he eats it, after it is frozen, which is a mashu less than the Kazayis, they'll still be higher. Because this, the same little less than the Kazayis of Yayin Kodesh before he became the Kodesh, well, had a release. As a matter of fact, there is a Cuban surprise, and the surprise says so, that if some, let's say, according to the Blessed Nazari, let's have a prime is all in my voice. So, according to Kavazim Azari, that the field, that the Shio Shia is a release. Suppose you have a release, Yahweh, and then you'll free him. So then you'll be higher, even though when it's frozen, it's a much less than Kazayis. Because since this, heretofore, before it became frozen, so it had a release, so maybe that means that it has enough substance. It has enough substance, enough mass. I mean, in physics it would probably be called mass. It has enough mass to constitute, before it became frozen, so it had enough mass to be higher malchus, I would say. So even after it's frozen, but as far as the mass is concerned, it's the same. Only the volume changes, but as far as the mass is concerned, it's the same. So it would be higher even according to the Blessed Nazar. So in Mele, according to Rabbi Akiva, we have the hekesh between Si and Achille, but there are two Achilles. There is Achille that are weak. They will require the Dalis Kamish. And then Achille of Yayin Kodesh. And there, we don't require the Dalis Kamish. We require a Kazayis minus Mashu. Because that Kazayis minus Mashu is the same, has the same mass that was contained in the same substance in its liquid state when it had the volume of the beans. So when it was in the liquid state, it had the volume of the beans, so the drinking of it constituted a CA. So Mele, when it changed into a solid state, it becomes frozen. So it also constitutes an Achille, even though it's in Majoress. In other words, well, that's not a good question, but apparently this is the issue. This is the issue. That since, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's Ishkas, Seal Achille, and we have two Achilles, kind of. One Achille is an Achille of another. They will require the Zayis Mamesh. Another Achille is an Achille that can be realized in Yayin Kodesh. They will don't require We don't require a kazayis mamish. Even a kazayis minus mashu is also constituted hirahira, because that kazayis minus mashu is the same, has the same mass as that the liquid state of the same substance has, and at that time it has the volume of release. So even after it becomes frozen, so it also constitutes akhira. So in other words, there are two akhiras. One akhira is an akhira of anodi. They will require a kazayis mamish, not minus mamish. And then the akhira of yani komush, so there is higher even if it's kazayis minus mamish. So the question is, when we have a hekesh between seer and akhira, is the hekesh between seer and akhira of anodi, or the hekesh is between Sia and Akhira of Yaakov? So Tesva says that it's mistaka that Lechumah, we should make the hekesh Lechumah. In other words, that there should be hekesh between the Sia of Yain and the Akhira of Yaakov, because after all, Yaakov is closer to Yain. Tananovim is the Yain, because it's the same thing. Anovim and Yain are not mamish the same thing. The Yain is obtained from Anovim. Mashain can Yain Komish, and Yain is mamish the same thing. But Yain that's in the liquid state, and Yain Komish is in the frozen state. So in the way, even without our Komish is Yain, even without the Zerzakosu, we should say that it should be higher. You should be higher on Kazayis minus Mashu. So why you have to resolve to Zerzakosu? All right, that's basically it. But Kabbalah himself, he will say like the Binyakar, that even in that case, he will not be higher. For Elohim Amen, the Bishaphim discusses that question. When you are Kabbalah, when you freeze, you release Yain, and then in solid state, so it's in Mashu less than Kazayis, when you are higher than that. So Kaiser Abnatan himself, he holds that if one is to freeze, and you release Yain to them, and in the solid state, in the frozen state, it's in Mashu less than Kazayis, he will not be higher. So maybe there is no story as to why he should be higher than the Rasvore, and Kazayis minus Mashu. But because of the Alachonish Sinai, so he's higher even on the Kazayis minus Mashu. Alright. Now, we have to begin already. Shein Goel, Lashonish Manas. Tone Rabon, Shtayim Kiel Choson. Ushlishis Abiyotet. So we have to have two mechitzes muas over the whole side of the suit. And then the third side has to have just a tef. That's it, this is the tef. So on the third side we just set up a mechitze gobei ayud and tefach white. The Shimon Yashon Shio Choson will be Zadu Tefach according to the Shimon, a suke square. Four mechitzes, but three mechitzes have to be mechitzes mures, and the fourth mechitzes can be only that you might be today. Rabbonim Savre, Yeishen Mimaseret, V'Rakshim in Sova, Yeishen Mimikru. Yeishen Mimikru. In other words, Eim Zimada, but in other words, whether the base is the foundation, sometimes the Gemara uses the word Av, being an Av, the father. I mean, it's, of course, it's not in a literal sense. It's not father, it's not mother. The question is whether the foundation, the basis for the droshes, is the Ksiv or the tree. Whether it's the tree, the Mikro, or the Ksiv, the Maseiras. But, so, one Mamorah says, Yeshem Mimikri. That we make the droshe, we reduce the droshe according to the ksiv, not according to the kri. that the foundation for deducing the drosha is the Kri, according to the Kri, not the complex. Rabbanu Otesus will discuss whether the one who says Yishevu Maseiras, the Tomi Maseiras, is considered, or when there is a conflict between deducing the drosha according to the Maseiras or deducing the drosha according to the Mitro, so which one prevails? But when there is no conflict, Otesus says, then we pay attention to both to the Kri and to the Maseiras. So three times the Torah mentions basukes, but one time it's a mole, with the book. Two times it's a chosam, without it. Now, so of course, the third time was written with the book, so then both the ksiv and the kri is basukes, is book. But the two times when it's written a chosera without the book, so from the point of view of the kri, it is a sidur hevinor, a book. In other words, it means plural. But from the point of view of the maseres, of the ksiv, it's singular. It's like basukas. So, Rabbonon saying Yeshiva Maseiras. Rabbonon Sabo Yeshiva Maseiras. So we have to consider the Maseiras, the Ksiv. From the point of view of the Ksiv, so we have only one Basu case that is involved. So that means that's two. So this Basu case that has involved is two. And then the other Basu case that has no involved is three. And the other basukis that is no involved is four. So altogether we have four having kanal. Now don't have to look. So the Gemara says that one time basukis is needed not for the Moshe, is needed for the etzem din that we have to build a suke for hagasukis. So we cannot apply it to a drosha that is needed. When can something be subjected to a drosha when it's not needed? But when it's needed for something else, so then it cannot be applied liminyon, for the drosha of minyon. Here there is a special kind of drosha. In other words, how many times? So in other words, every sukkah implies a day. So if they are, let's say, so one basukas. One basukas is needed for the etzem din of sukkahs, of building the sukkah. So how many do we have left? Three sukkahs left. Three sukkahs we have left. So we may have three sukkahs left, so that that corresponds, the three sukkahs represent the three families that are required by sukkahs. So we don't have a very positive plot. But there is a halacha, Revelation Sinai, that one David does not have to be a David Ramo, just a Tefah, a minimum David. So the halacha, Revelation Sinai, detracts from the three families that the drosha implies that three families are necessary, I will buy it. And see, the halacha, Revelation Sinai says that one David, that one Deifen does not have to be Deifen Bamo. So that means two families have to be families Mori and one Deifen in Meitan. Posh to Posh, Stein to Chose Basil, Kassel and Chose Shmich. They matter. But for Shimen, he holds Yeshem and Mikro. So not only the Basu case that has evolved, that is evolved, implies two suitcases, but even the other two suitcases, which are written as if it had been basukas, but we have to consider it from the point of view of the Kri. From the point of view of the Kri, each one is as if it had a bow. So in other words, so we have Kapshim Sobayeshim Miko, basukes, Harim Kamshesh, each basukes is two, so it's three times two, six. Now, one word has to be applied for the Etzem Din. So we have four left. Those, hard for the faith, for sure, out alpha. So the name is Shonish Gil Choson, Asli Hilchese, Vigorato, Vivis, Vigut Mesate. That's one Rosh. That's one Rosh. Now let's see the Rosh. Stein Gil Choson, Mizrochi Sutzfeinis, Kimin Gam, Uitrinus Marot, Gil Choson, Kishio Meshach Sutte, that means Zayra Zayra. So, Yeshemu Masiris, Kimoshi Tosat Meshe, Umosab is in the table of Israel, Kiyo Eim, Vioika, Vioiki Moisha Unutu. The Lord Moshe. So, Basukeis, Basukas Mashmachot, Basukeis, Teshvimeshi, Basukeis, Basukeis, which have to have money and train Hasir, Basukas without the law. Let's say, if we ignore the creed, just exceed. So, Mashmachot, we move the leadership creeds, Posuk Hanema Vishay. Anyway, the Russia, El Mashmeos, Mashmeos. So, one Vasu case is needed for the SMD, to advise us of the SMD of Suke. But, so one Suke cannot be applied in Mion. But the other two, which appear to be superfluous, can be applied in Mion. Hilkes, what I mean, I was a Mishnah, Loch and Abbey Eat Maure, Hilkes and Hisses, the Vigilia Mishnah. They can suck it. We need to be dead. All right. That's one way. The boy is saying that the whole army is shame in Yichon. That both Rabbonon and Rabshimen hold the shame in Yichon. Even Rabbonon hold that the shame in Yichon. Now, if the shame in Yichon, so we have two basukes in the plural sense. And the minimum of plural is two. So that means three basukes imply six. The kulaume shemen mikro, the hoche dohokom mikroye, marzoba, schoche bayukro, marzoba, schoche bayukro. So one is needed. So the shemen holds that schoche loyboyukro, the mashmus and the bukhe, napke, the suke benishach, loymikre. So that works. So if we say, and everybody agrees, that they should be called. So we have six. But one is needed, one basuke is needed for booking. So then we have four left. So we have four left. So the Rabbonon hold that Schoche is with Bayiko. If Schoche is with Bayiko, so the melee, the Mashmoose is booking. Nafke, the suke, the Israel, the Mitre, the Marsova, Marsova, Schoche, Bayuko, Marsova, Schoche, Bayuko, before you say that, the Kulam is in Maseres. Now, if he is in Maseres, so altogether we have four. Now, so one Basukas is needed for the SMD, so we have three left. So we have three left. So how does Rashimen say? That shows you also who she is a good thing. But, what about him? Mouse of the Rabbon Hall, he has only him has a litra to distract. So, since altogether we have three mentioned in the Torah. And the Halacha of Mishim Sinai says one of the families is not a David Gomor, does not have to be a David Gomor, just Stefan. So, Rabbon say that this is to distract. From the number of mechitzes that the Torah mentions. So that means that the third one itself is not a community to the also, he has for you as a heresy. So, in other words, two the Pasuk implies we need three mechitzes. But that Pasuk implies we need three mechitzes mores. Then the Alokhamish Sinai supplements the Pasuk and says, in addition to the three mechitzes mores, there is a requirement of one mechitza shein of more of the David. The boy is saying, the kulal mekasoli mechaseli gra, the yeishei limasei res. Now, so then, we certainly understand the Rabbono, but what's the pshat in Rashine? How does Rashine say that we need four if it's Yossi Yukhase, if we have Yishen Maseiras, And so Nun Basukes is needed for the Etzem Din. The answer is, Rav Shimon holds, we all have a Deir Shintchila is going to be forgiven. Malsova Deir Shintchila is, and Malsova Ein Deir Shintchila is. Ein Deir Shintchila is. So in other words, Rav Shimon holds that we don't need one Basukas, we book it. That even the first one is gently subjected to it, Rosh. So in the melee, so we have three. So Vohor Ochem and Deoshim, Tchilas Komitri. So now, so Baal Deoshim Tchilas. So we have four. So we have four. If it's Deoshim Tchilas, so we have four. And true, the Dalosha Mishim Sinai comes to the track, we got up. So that means that the fourth Mechitzeh does not have to be Mechitzeh Gura. Maus of Adir Shin Tchilas, that's a Kine. So we have four. Maus of Adir Shin Tchilas. So in Mele we have only three. And since Dalos of Mishim Sinai is in Gaga, so that means Shtayim Kil Chosom Mishim Sakunem. Now let's see the Rashi. Adir Shin Tchilas, we draw she Havu Havu. Alright, Rashi doesn't say, Rashi doesn't say much on Adir Shin Tchilas here, but Rashi says in Sanhedrin, Rav Masna omar tani Rav Shimon Yohan Visukotir mitzirima mechela Yom nachse lemiste amizere mundok. So Rashi explains it because since the Pasuk says the purpose of the suke is to protect against saying limon against him, against blood and against grain, so mele if you have just three mechitzes, so you cannot put any protection against drought and rain, but only if it has four mechitzes, then it can give some protection.
What if you built it in the shape of a triangle? If you built it in the shape of a triangle, it's even more solid a structure than four walls a square. But it only has three defenses.
All right, but usually you don't build a sukkah in the shape of a triangle. So in the melee, one side will be completely poles, so it will not give you protection. Alright, now, Tetzves mentions another pshat, but this is how Rashi explained it. The maxim is the way Alba Mechitzes that maxim is Zeremon, Shoruach, Meshiv is Hazeremon, there are deep in Akkot. Now let's see the Tetzves. You have to look at the Gemara, otherwise you won't be able to understand the Tetzves. Now, the Rashid and Sova Yishim Kulemeinen in Ashino Mikro Masir. The way our Hino Mikrat came. El Mils in the Mikra Shahabode Puya. The Mars of a Mikra Ike. Kidash for Kabakim of Sanhedrin. Somebody is in the Mikro, the Shoda de Akamei. You don't see Mikro Masir. You can do it by Gopota of Akim Eimea. Kishem Shalule. Echot Nelson Yachot. Kach. So he says, the Tatas in our own souls, it has seen more and more of that, but we have seen Kapas, Kosovo. Because according to the Exilic, so it's like kapas, the chen of Shimon, the Zohar Bohe, the Shem Mikro, the Kabbal of Rishon, that will be the Bo, Dorish Mikro Masir. Now, so this is mentions the Alpha. We should think that when the Mora says one Tamil says the Shem Mikro, and another Tamil says the Shem Masir, that the Tamil says the Shem Mikro, he only considers the Droshe from the point of view of the Kri and not from the Xi. And the one who says Maseres, so he only considers the Droshe from the point of view of the Xi, not the Kri. I mean, the Xi and the Kri are both integral parts of the Torah. So the Mele, everything should be considered in the Droshe. But the Shiloh is, so in a case where there is no conflict between the Kri and the Xi, so then we dash you both if there is no conflict. But in the case where there is a conflict, as for example, so if we consider it from the point of view of the tree, so then the result will be only three mechitzes are required. If we consider from the point of view of the seed, so the result will be only three mechitzes are required. If we were to consider it from the point of view of the tree, then the result will be the four mechitzes are required, so there is a conflict. When there is a conflict, then there is a machlekes between Rabbon and Rav Shimon, which prevails only in case of a conflict. So what's the raya? Because we see that Rabbi Akiva the Sanhedrin said is Yeshemin Mikho, and then Teiko Shoko, Rabbi Echemeni. So I told him, he doushes, Rabbi Kim doushes Dalohe, that it is Lechem Oini. So he doushes the Mikho, the cream, with the God. But as if it had been written with an aleph, it said, oh, but I, because I am a aleph in his house. But he dashes it as if it had been written with the God, and with the God. And then, so it's, in other words, that it's not Nehalayim. And then, and on the other hand, he dashes the Ksiv, Lechem She'im no Dvorim Ha. So he dashes God. Ufeitul bagozo tam kavatim eimeir ki shem yishalu lebechol v'esri kechol v'dashim yishalu lebechol v'dirziv kapol kapas chosobo. So the same kavakibe who nigabe lechemini he darshin v'ksiv and the kri, so nigabe lule, so he says lulebechol he darshins just v'ksiv. Why? Because over there you cannot darshin both because of the steer. So we see that everybody agrees that whenever there is no conflict between the Kri and the Ksi, so then we dash law. The Kheda Pshina, the Sora Hochen and Shemi Mikho, the Kheda Pshina, the Kheda Pshina, the Kheda Pshina, the Kheda Pshina, so the Pshina says that the father cannot be made here as Pite, Lo Mo Vrio, Vishifres Achavishes, and Bein Vishifres, Bein Vishifres, Aha, shifts. So in other words, because the Kree is the big day. The Kree is the big day. So as if there had been the youth after the days. So what does it mean? The big day boy, all of the Kree, what does it mean? Kim Sheporas Olewa Tawison. Tawison. So Shub in Rashon Elecho. In other words, if the father was the Kabul Pushi for the daughter, the father can be Kabul Dushi for Bidya Akhtamo. So if the father was the Kabul Dushi for the Bidya Akhtamo and then the husband divorced her, so the father has no right to sell her as an Obel Brio. Because since it be big before, once he was taking his bag at the palace over, that's the reason as to why in Frankfurt am Main, so the meaning is that the Chuppe, so they spread the towels over the chosen and the cow. Why? Because the Gemara says, Kibu Sheporas Taurise Yodam. So apparently, when you are Mekadish and Nisho, you are paying the towels. So the chosen spreads over the towels, over his head and the cow's head. So that's the mokia for that minute of the trying to the mind. In the Svaldi also have that minute. Because Kibu Sheporas Taurise Yodam. So from the point of view of the mikro, there is no use. But according to the tree, it's the big devil. It's not the bog devil, but the big devil is the tree. So that means Kim Sheporas Talisiyala, Shubin Rashoyu Mecho. So he downstreams the mikro. And then Rav Shimon said, so the Mele, Ein Yochel Mecho, Leishifres Achavishis. But then Rav Shimon also says, Ein Yochel Mecho, Leishifres Achashifres. So there he doushes the Ksiv, revoked the God. Once he betrayed his daughter, in other words, the father, sells the daughter as an omor, so that's an act of treason against the daughter. It's not the nicest thing in the world that the father could do to a daughter. So in Mele, so revoked the God. So from that we learn out that a nechol mishifres acha shifres. A nechol mishifres acha shifres. So Rav Shimon, who says here, that the Yeshem Yemitcho, not in Maseres, so they are in Darshis. The Kri, the Big Dibo, Eimecho Mishifres Achavishes, and the Darshis, the Ksiv, the Bob Dibo, Eimecho Mishifres Achavishes. The Chefi, Rav Shimon Soho, Yeshem Yemitcho, the Kamerushin, the Big Dibo, the Dibo Mishifcho Maseres, and the Yukosh, the Rabbi. So this is the premise that the thesis lays down. That the whole Shiloh, the Yeshem Yemitcho Maseres, is only the case where there is a conflict between the Mikro and Maseras. But if there is no conflict with Darshan Bob, so then he has the Kashi, and you call the Rabakim and the Dorish also. And when you call the Chul, Vamay Dorish Tal Vayu Kerem Shimen, Kidam Dino Gabi, Lechem Eini, Rabakim says that the father is a rationing kenya in rationing. Rikeya reshifres aharishes, but reshifres aharishes. So he can sell, but there is no spirit, and we see that in the pasuk of Lechem Eini, he dashes both Lechem Sheino and Gon Halvei and Shein Nechavaninus. Shein Nechavaninus. Vei dashkechon, that's one question. Vei dashkechon, Rabbi, another question is, Vei dashkechon, Rabbi Akiva, Nisora Yishen Mikro. Uri Kamon, Nisomuch, Machshir. So, Vei Yom Yushin. So Rabbi Akiva says, Yishen Mikro. Ei Mechon Shifres Acharish. So we dash in the Greek. But it can be some of Mash, but like this, you can reach us in the Umbuchashmait, so why? In other words, even though it's in Birasare, so it's all right. Umbuchashmait, so it's shown, because so that Sukkah is Birasare. Alma, we boy give you to Hoso, the Hatanya, he don't know by Shmait, because the Torah says, Menitanoi. So, Menitanoi say that Sukkah does not have to be in Birasare. It did us out. So Rabbi Akiva is in that chite. And then Al-Tanoim say that Suke has to be a Diraskeva. So among Tanoim that say that Homo, that Suke has to be a Diraskeva, so Rabbi Shimon is mentioned. Because Rabbi Shimon requires that the Suke should have four tvanis. That means a real house in Diraskeva has four walls, not three walls. Three walls is not a real house, it's not in their head. So, and Rabbi Akiva is mentioned the moment that I'm reading to say that Suke Diras Arabim and not Diras Keva. Aume, and Rabbi Shimon is mentioned the moment that I'm reading to say that Suke Diras Arabim. So that means that Rabbi Akiva is really kind of Rabbi Shimon's thing, and that Rabbi Akiva must necessarily hold that Stein kill Hosom Schlicht after Teva, naturally still Hosom will be something there. Our way to Hosom, the Hatani, the Ramon Schmeitze, the Ramoni or the Polik, and the Rakibe Shogun, the Suke, the Tiraskevamin, you came so far. Rakibe, Yenchei, Numaseles. So, in other words, so Rakibe, so it appears from that memorial that Rakibe is very good at Shimon, and since Rakshimen says, Tiraskevamin, and Rabbi Shimon is the one who says, Yeshayim Likho, so Rabbi Akiva is chelik, that a Sukkah requires only three mechitzes, not four mechitzes. So he holds Yeshayim Maseres. He agrees with Rabbi Shimon. So Yeshayim Maseres. So it's Ikashe over there. So from this morning, Sukkah is Mashma, that Rabbi Akiva, he agrees with Rabbi Shimon, he holds Yeshayim Maseres. And at the same time, Rabbi Akiva in Yidush. So he dashes the big book, Kiddush Shapiro's of Talisa, Shuvin Rashon Meicho. That means that Yeshem Meicho. So it's another kasha. Umi Ubaze, the second kasha is not this long kasha. Umi Ubaze Yeshem Meicho, Oshin Kamo, Dai Gomako Sviroi, Sukkot Dinas Kevavinon, Loi Mishimu Shivu Shomim. It doesn't mean that all these Tanoi have one is the same shite. There is a similarity in the shite. In other words, because whether a sukkah requires three mechitzes in the rest, or four, whether it requires three mechitzes, or four mechitzes, two mechitzes in the rest and one tefach, or three mechitzes in the rest and one and fourth one tefach. So, in other words, so the one who says that it requires four mechitzes, in other words, it has to be more of a tefach. It has to partake more of a real home. Because, tell the Mandoma who says that it requires only two mechitzes mures, and the third one can be a tefach, and the fourth one not at all. So in other words, it doesn't have to be mamish like a home. And the shayla is whether sukkah b'reish asfino is all right or not, because sukkah b'reish asfino, in other words, if it is a sukkah that an ordinary wind cannot, will topple it over, so then according to everybody, it's not a good sukkah. But suppose you make a sukkah of Isha Skino. So on the Yaboshe, so the Ruach Mitzuyo will not turn it over. But on the Yam, you have a stronger wind. You have a stronger wind than the ordinary wind that is much on the Yaboshe. So Sometimes we say that since he built the sukkah and the yard, and that particular sukkah is exposed to the possibility of tumbling over because of the strong wind that rages on the sea, so the mele, he does not partake of the character of a real deer. So, but what is not so that